There's some people who are one of a kind. They don't need nothing from nobody, 'cause they're already doing fine. You got Hassel Atkins hunching, and name means raising hell. The legend of B. Ray White, White will never die like a rebel yell. And old Jesco's dancing in his daddy's shoes. Yeah, old Hassel's still hunching out them Boone County blues. She's done some time in jail. The legend of D. Ray White will never die like a rebel, yeah.
All right, we're back. Here's Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hour two coming your way. So the New York City rollout of putting National Guard, uniformed National Guard troops in the subways to be searching people's bags and so forth and so on. A real rollout. You know, Alex Jones covered this heavily and others. It's a real soft rollout of, you know, this troops on the street, martial law type thing. Louis Farrakhan up there in Chicago, he was threatening Trump back when Trump was in office about putting troops up there, federal troops in Chicago. And now you've got this little character, this buffoon, another one of these, Marxist-Leninist blacks that is calling for federal troops to kind of help out patrolling certain areas of the cities and so forth. So you're seeing the far, far left rolling out the beginnings of the Red Terror. Okay, and so as you see, I got some articles from Colonel McGregor warning about, putting people in uniform, from these invaders. And basically putting them in American uniforms, putting them in the freaking military, and then these people are going to be the the people that are going to go after us. Okay. Now, I'm trying to find the article. I got so many up. But anyway, I'll find it. But here's the thing. Strong cities. Now, I got Strong Cities Network pulled up, right? And a global network of cities dedicated to addressing all forms of hate, extremism, and polarization. So strongcitiesnetwork.org. I think everybody needs to go on that website and kind of dig around, because now, New York and Chicago are not part of the Strong Cities Network, allegedly. They're probably sign on to it type thing, but they're not, on the website presently. So here's my thing. American Foreign Legion model. Now, I was talking about the French Foreign Legion and how this model is going to be used to with all these invaders. Okay, so the French Foreign Legion, anybody can basically jump into the military of the French. They have to learn French, blah 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 blah, and then they serve the French military, and they're basically mercenaries for France during their five-year contract. Colonel McGregor on arming people who invade our country. Tucker reminds us that one reason Rome failed was because they used mercenaries from other countries in their armies, and they turned against them. He said, putting massive numbers of illegal aliens on our military is the worst idea yet. And, you know, I've been talking about this forever. Representative Pat Ryan, Democrat of New York, said there's no higher honor than serving your country in uniform. With that, he introduced the Courage to Serve Act, which I've been covering, a bill that would offer qualified and vetted migrants, yeah, sure, an expedited path to citizenship if they serve in the military. That is the French Foreign Legion model. So now we have adopted, and we've always had, kind of had this, with Filipinos, especially in the Navy. We had all those Navy bases in the Philippines and so forth. We had a lot of pretty fresh. I served with a bunch of Mexicans in the Marine Corps that were from L.A., and they were probably second or third generation in the country. There are folks with the courage to raise their right hand, take an oath to protect and defend our Constitution, and put their lives on the line for the country. Then they sure as hell deserve the opportunity to be citizens of the United States of America. Tucker doesn't think much of Ryan and his sense of honor. Pat Ryan lecturing us on what it means to be an American as if he would know. But consider this for a second. The military can't meet its recruiting goals. Now, who forms the basis of our fighting forces? Well, sorry to say it, but white men always have. So the U.S. military has been attacking white men by name. We're against you, white men. And so it turns out a lot of white men don't want to join the military anymore. Who could have predicted that? He asked Colonel McGregor about it. Colonel McGregor said Americans aren't volunteering because they don't see how we're defending America in faraway lanes and we're not building a democracy. You know what? I listened to the comments coming out of the Senate or the House, Colonel McGregor said. I'm sometimes reminded that famous statement in Vietnam, in order to save the village, we had to destroy it. I get the impression that that's the plan in Washington. We have to destroy the country in order to save it. At least, I guess, from the standpoint of everybody in Washington, whatever happened before they arrived was wrong. And the brave new world must be built in the future on the ruins of the past. And they're doing a pretty good job of trying to make that work. The military is a good example of it, and military institutions take decades to build. They're resilient in most cases because of the human capital that replenishes them on a routine basis. We're having problems recruiting for a very simple reason. People that have been through this over the last 20, 30 years have said, what are we doing? What's the point of being in the military? We go to these places, they look around in Iraq, they look around in Afghanistan, they say, there's nothing here. What am I doing here? Oh, well, you're building democracy, and people burst out laughing. It's nonsense. Of course it's nonsense. How's this defending America? And I think that's a huge part of the problem. If you were to ask 100,000 men, white, black, or otherwise, who call themselves Americans, what are you ready to do? They're ready to defend the United States, but they don't see much evidence that we're defending the United States. If anything, we've walked away from that in favor of what? Defending Ukraine or defending parts of the Middle East? It's not what we signed up for, and I think that's the huge issue as well. Tucker said, asked if we should be nervous about arming foreigners. McGregor said, well, if you're playing for the Eagles and suddenly you were fired and the manager of the Eagles decided to hire a third-string team that works in Dallas, Texas for the Dallas Cowboys, then you went into the game and were just discovered that the third-stringers for the Dallas Cowboys are helping the Dallas Cowboys win, you'd be pretty upset. Well, that's effectively what these people are deciding to do. None of these people are Americans. We know from having interviewed that they have no aspiration to be Americans. What they aspire to is to get into the consumption machine, get the ticket of entry, the free check, the free phone, the free transportation tickets, the free food, the free medical care, the free this, the free that. That's why they're coming. And people say, well, they deserve this. No, they don't. They haven't worked for any of it. In the meantime, what do you get? What do Americans get? You know, we have a force right now that can't defend anything anywhere overseas very successfully. Look at the failed military operations we've had for over 20 years. Look at the border. No one brings it up. No one's even trying. No one seems to care. You know, I think the largest problem in Washington, D.C. is this ideological bubble. And everyone decides that everyone who doesn't agree with them, that the world has to be refashioned in some new image that exists only in their minds. and that anybody who disagrees with them is by definition a criminal and has to be treated as such. You see this going on with Trudeau, by the way, in Canada. What better solutions than finding people who have no connection to the American people, arming them, and then sending them out to oppress us? Sounds like a great solution. You're talking about the ruination of the entire military establishment. You're starting with the most important institutions, and I say this not because of parochial reasons, but because the regular army is the final line of defense inside the U.S. for the American people and the state. So you're setting the condition for its total destruction. So think about this. And I was reading an article about AMLO, the leader of Mexico. And think about the North American Union model. You got Trudeau communizing Canada. You got Biden destroying, communizing the United States. And you have this AMLO character. Things have been quiet about him, but I've been reading up on this guy. Do you know that he basically is at war with local police in Mexico? So you've got the troops in Mexico. You had the federal police, the federales, and then you had local police, right? Well, he's already almost totally disbanded the federales, this AMLO character. And so you've got the military and you got local police. Now the local police are being overwhelmed by all this cartel violence, so forth and so on. So now this AMLO guy is what it appears is building this military garrison state in Mexico. And now we're seeing military troops being thrown out onto our streets in New York City as a start. The war on local police, the defund the police movement, all of this is orchestrated by this UN kind of strong cities, weird Agenda 2030 stuff, to where now they're creating these military police states, United States, Canada, and Mexico, probably for our merger into a larger block. You know, and people have been warning about the North American Union for how long? Decades now? Well, now you're seeing the similarities of machinations by all the heads of state of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And so it's very alarming. So the American Foreign Legion, you're seeing being built here where they're going to try to recruit a bunch of these characters. And watch, there's going to be a bunch of Chinese. And guess what? I bet you'll be given leadership roles. Look at all the leadership roles the Chinese are taking out on the West Coast. You've got a non-citizen that's only been in the country for like 3 or 4 years that gets named to the Board of Elections in San Francisco. I mean, I've talked about this for ad nauseum for how long on this broadcast about the penetration of CCP into the West Coast. Ted Lieu and all these people out there, my gosh. And people, you know, they don't realize that Adam Schiff, Feinstein, with her Chinese spy driver for all those years, the Jewish communist movement is joined at the hip with the Chinese Communist Party. We have to realize that. When you read Behind Communism by Frank L. Britton, a book put out decades ago and updated, there's a whole section on China. In the updated version of the book, which I have, I need to find it, but it talks about Israel Epstein and Sidney Shapiro and all these characters behind Mao and the Cultural Revolution. And so they're running one here using all their apparatchiks. And guess who their apparatchiks are here? Mainly, it's these Fannie Willis types, the Kim Foxes, the Kim Gardners, the Marilyn Mosbys, the Brandon Johnsons in Chicago, all of these people that I was just talking about, what, a half an hour ago, saying that they're either, number one, not ready to lead due to easily corruptibility, or number two, they're already shock troops of the Marxist-Leninist Alinskyite crowd. Obama is the shining example of this. This guy with his shadowy history, nobody even knows his real, you know, you've got different competing, kind of the Joel Gilbert thing with Frank Marshall Davis. And then you had other ones out there, kind of a competing visions. But I mean, real crazy stuff here. This penetration, and there were these black whistleblowers back in the 60s and the 70s blowing the whistle about this. Basically, the communist world communism putting their arms around blacks in the United States and using them as agitation forces. Martin Luther King was a perfect example of this. Where do I want to go from here? Let's listen to Kid Rock and Joe Rogan. This is clip four, Sam, if you want to get clip four ready. And I found this one interesting, and I just stumbled upon this clip, you know, through the YouTube algorithm. But I you know, my ears pick up things differently than other people. So let's listen to clip four and go ahead and play it.
So you think the real truth was that he actually was the Son of God?
Yes.
It'd be amazing if it was true.
It is amazing.
I believe you. I believe that you believe that.
Would you like to be introduced to Jesus?
Listen, I think the concept of Jesus is absolutely amazing. And if Jesus came here and wanted to visit me, I would be psyched.
Would you like to know Jesus?
In what way?
I can put my pastor on your show.
I'm good.
She's great. Pastor Paula White.
Very.
She's Trump's spiritual advisor, too.
Oh, that's
hilarious. You should have her on the show. Talk about Jesus.
I'm very interested in the idea of Jesus being a real person. But I look at it the same way I look at everything else, whereas like
so let's circle
what
back.
The words
let's
are.
Let's circle back. You told me that you believed in Bigfoot
I was joking around. But I wanted Bigfoot to be real, for sure. Just like I want Jesus to be real.
Yes.
Well, the thing, Bigfoot used to be real. The thing that I found out when I really got fascinated by Bigfoot.
You know how you know Jesus is real right in this moment?
How?
Because the forgiveness that I am exercising by drinking this Bud Light right now.
Oh, that's Jesus?
Oh, isn't that nice?
That's Jesus.
Isn't that nice?
Jesus is everywhere. He's in this room. He's in the world. He's in the universe. By the aliens that you want so desperately to be real or have the concept of them being real. That's Jesus.
Mm.
That is Jesus. Mm. As a Christian, I have to believe in forgiveness.
Beautiful. Cheers.
Well said.
I never thought I'd have to explain Jesus to drinking a fucking Bud Light, but
you're not explaining it. You're just saying how you feel.
Jesus it's and like, God are everywhere. They're everywhere. Yeah. Every time you look at a flower that blooms, or you look at one of your children, you're like, "That's Jesus. That is Jesus. That is God."
Yeah, I want to be real clear. I'm not like
I just saw a shooting star.
Yeah.
How fucking cool is that? That's God going, bang, nailed it.
Sort of. That's every 30 seconds happens.
I haven't seen one all fucking
They've
interview.
Been doing it all,
I just
the whole
happen
time.
To be speaking passionately they about Jesus and God, and that motherfucker went whoop.
But that's how confirmation bias happens. People, that's what makes people believe certain things, like that Jesus sent that suit. That fucking star's on a. Maybe you timed it right.
That's Jesus.
It could be coincidental.
That's Jesus.
All right, so you get the gist of it, right? So, and you know, I'm an old school Christian TV type watcher from back in my early 20s, you know. And he mentioned Paula White being his pastor, right? So, this is what kills me about this female pastor crap. Anybody that would go to a female pastor, they've never read the Bible because it's not allowed. Okay? Clearly in the Bible, any of you read the New Testament, females in leadership roles in the church, no. In many, many places. Right? Don't argue. Read your Bible. She's been married three times. Now, look, I'm not here to pass judgment, but I'm here to say, look, whatever you do in your personal life, you are not supposed to be in any kind of pastorship in church. Okay? Now, she's married to Jonathan Cain, the former, I guess, the whatever you want to call it, keyboard guy in the band Journey. But she was hanging out with Benny Hinn, the goofball false prophet weirdo. Both denied their affair. Anyway, but here's what's crazy. She considers T.D. Jakes, okay, her spiritual father, okay? White considers T.D. Jakes her spiritual father, okay? Now, and she's ministered to Michael Jackson, Gary Sheffield, Daryl Strawberry, Tyra Banks. So she's like this kind of a celebrity pastor. Now Kid Rock says that she's his pastor. Trump, she's got all this weird stuff with Trump and all these Christian Zionists. She's a hardcore Christian Zionist nut. She's into this prosperity theology like Kenneth Copeland and all these weirdos. I mean, these are the dregs of TV Christianity and megachurch Christianity, folks. These Paula Whites, these Benny Hinn's, these Kenneth Copeland's, Creflo Dollars, T.D. Jakes. Now, there's this black pastor that I stumbled upon a while back, and I kind of listen to him because I get a kick out of him. His name's Geno Jennings, and he's kind of a holiness, what you would call, like, they call it holiness. It's kind of like Pentecostal type thing. This is clip 8, Sam, if you want to get 8 ready. And see, T.D. Jakes, and I mentioned this on the broadcast, this guy, he's in this big scandal now for hanging out at these parties with P. Diddy, a.k.a. Puff Daddy, and all this weird stuff. Puff Daddy's under the microscope right now for sex trafficking and sexual grooming, and he's kind of like the black version of Epstein in the entertainment industry, to where in the Q drops, there's this girl, Chelsea Handler, from out there in L.A., and she's deep into this murky world of grooming and procuring young girls and probably boy, whatever, for these people in the dark arts of Hollywood. And so P. Diddy's connected to this Chelsea Handler girl who was connected to Epstein. And, you know, we know all this stuff with Isaac Cappy being killed and the Tom Hanks stuff. I mean, real, real murky world. So people are connecting P. Diddy to all of this, Sean Puffy Combs. But then T.D. Jakes, all of these people like in the black kind of entertainment YouTube world are like really throwing T.D. Jakes under the bus as like some sort of a creep, or got sugar in his tank, like Tyler Perry, this big producer mogul down there in Atlanta, who is openly gay, cross dresses in all these movies and all this stuff. But Tyler Perry actually went to T.D. Jakes's church, the Potter's House. And this guy's an open flaming homosexual, but he's a mogul worth millions. And he actually laid hands on T.D. I've seen the footage, and T.D. Jake starts flopping around. You know how these Pentecostals do it. You know, they get hands laid on them and they start flopping around and acting like they got the quote unquote, the spirit coming on, and which is total blasphemy of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, to be doing this kind of weird crap. And these people have been doing this Pentecostal weird stuff for years. And so go ahead and play clip 8 real quick. Let's have a little fun with Pastor Jennings here.
Oh, yes. You go to mega churches, they got this old fake stuff going on, and you jumping around hollering. Amen. Like I made a reference before when Tyler Perry went to T.D. Jakes' false church, the Potter House.
Yeah.
And here's a cross-dresser. Yeah. Lady, I mean, it's on YouTube, so clear.
Yeah.
And Tyler Perry just lied. Tomorrow he's led by the Holy Ghost. Laid hands on Jakes. You just pull off the clothes of a woman. You pull off abomination.
That's right.
Then you come dressed like a man. And he went off in some fake tongue.
Amen.
laid his hands on a so-called man of God.
A man of God.
And Jake's back there shaking, and then all bent over shaking. Looking like he's got to go to the bathroom. I crush it to hell.
Crush it. Amen.
I crush it to hell.
That's right. That's right. Crush it.
Stop this religious faking.
Amen.
Fear God.
Amen.
And keep God's commandments.
That's it.
Hear me, Lord. Fear God.
Fear God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Fear God.
Fear God. That's it.
All right, wonderful. You can stop it there. Well, yeah, it's funny watching it, dude. He rips on a lot of these goofy preachers in the pulpit. I don't know what I must have missed that one, but I'm gonna have to probably save that for maybe I could look it up during the bottom of the hour, but. Rodney Howard Brown, who Alex Jones has attached himself to over the last number of years, and some of the goofy stuff that Rodney Howard Brown, this South African pastor, him and Kenneth Copeland used to be buddies. I don't know if they still are, but some of the goofy stuff Rodney Howard Brown's into, real, real interesting. So let's do this. Let's get clip 20 ready, Sam. This was a big thing this week where at Jewish synagogues, they're doing these clandestine land sales in the West Bank, which is disputed land between the Palestinians and the Israelis. And at these Jewish synagogues, they're doing like under the table land sales. Go ahead and play clip 20.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of people surrounding some of these aid trucks that were able to enter northern Gaza. Some of the very few aid trucks that have actually been able to make it in there. And you can see in this video by the Israeli military, the crowds of people around these trucks. But what appears to have happened is that the Israeli military opened fire on some of these people who were surrounding these trucks. An Israeli military official telling us that the crowd approached the forces in a manner that posed a threat to the troops. And they say that those troops then responded with live fire. Now, eyewitnesses on the scene have told us that Israeli tanks as well as drones opened fire on this crowd.
Israel's war crimes, funded and supported by the United States, are being witnessed all over the world. Several nations are demanding a ceasefire, but Netanyahu rejects all of it. Israel unabashedly believes they are the superior race of God's chosen people, and that genocide is their birthright. Israeli soldiers are boasting about the women they've murdered and pillaged. And they are posing in the beds of dead Palestinian children and babies who they've slaughtered.
Seeing our soldiers now in Gaza fighting, can't say words like genocide or like baby killers. We do, however, and it's important to say, kill babies.
And now Jews in Canada and the U.S. are saying that the genocidal state of Israel is selling real estate that they've stolen from Palestinians in synagogues across the world.
Yeah, hi. So I'm Rabbi David Mivasser. I'm an active member of Independent Jewish Voices Canada. And I'm here today outside a synagogue where they're selling properties built on land stolen from Palestinians. There's a real estate agency that's come here today to Toronto to sell properties built on stolen Palestinian land. It's kind of unbelievable that Canada permits this. It's clearly illegal. So we're here today to call that out, and God willing, to make this stop. Real
talk. All right, go ahead and stop it there. I know we're coming up on break. Handle the truth. I'm So, but basically, if you watch the whole thing, they're doing this around the country and selling land in the West Bank at these synagogues for people to build themselves a condo or whatever for, you know, vacation homes. It's just crazy. We'll see you on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Sing!
how the broadcast comes your way. Pope Francis says Ukraine should consider negotiated end to the war. Said in an interview that Ukraine facing a possible defeat should have the courage to negotiate an end to the war with Russia and not be ashamed to sit at the same table and carry out peace talks. The quote-unquote Pope made his appeal during an interview recorded last month with Swiss broadcaster RSI, which was partially released on Saturday. I think that the strongest one is one who holds, who looks at the situation, thinks about the people, and has the courage of the white flag and negotiates. And adding that talks should take place with the help of international powers. Okay. You have to realize the duality of the papacy when you see this sort of stuff. The white Pope, who's actually a Jesuit as well, he does things on the surface. Behind the scenes, the black Pope, the general of the Jesuits, it's like the yin-yang, the white and the black, the swirl. Well, the white Pope does one thing, the black Pope does another, and that's how the Taoists kind of look at things. So the black Pope and the military order of the Vatican, they're the ones that are ramping up this stuff with the F-35s and the bombs and the Germany building bunkers and the United States going to a full war mode. Biden giving his little FDR little code in his State of the Union and so forth. So you see the white part of the papacy, oh, we need to settle this. And then the black papacy, they're the ones pushing war everywhere. Okay, you got to realize that when you see articles like this about what the Vatican's saying. Now, I found to continue the fun a little bit, Rodney Howard Brown. He's from a big church, mega church down in Florida, and he's an interesting character. If you really want to watch some funny stuff, watch him and Kenneth Copeland do a dueling battle of speaking in tongues, which you can tell is just goofy as can be. But this is recent stuff here of Rodney Howard Brown, the pastor of this mega church, and where he. And you're not going to be able to see it, but you can find it. Just type in your YouTube, Rodney Howard Brown, drink, where he's telling people like to drink of this new wine. You know, this is the terminology of these mega churches. And then you have all these people with this quote unquote holy laughter flopping around in the chairs. While he's doing this, let's just play a little bit of it. Go ahead and hit 21.
Hey, everybody, Sean here, and I hope you're doing well. Rodney Howard Brown is who we're looking at today, so let's jump right in. And special thanks to Mark Scott for sharing this. And the bed sheet behind me is just another test to try to master this camera. But the video we're watching is Rodney Howard Brown speaking at a ministers and leaders conference. And we'll see these quote-unquote leaders getting wrecked, because that's what we saw in the Bible. And this is what they call revival.
Drink, 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 drink.
Does that sound like holy laughter?
Drink, 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 drink.
It sounds demonic.
Drink.
It sounds like hell.
Drink, drink.
I mean, this whole drunk in the Holy Spirit thing is nowhere in the Bible. Where did we see disciples pointing at people and repeating, drink, over and over again? And the result being losing control and laughing like maniacs.
More, 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 more. Drink, 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 more, drink, drink, no. Drink.
No, drink. You could stop it. You get the gist of it. But, you know, Tex Mars did some great videos where he put together all of this stuff. I think it was called The Blind and the Dead. And there's a bunch of them out there. But you could this what YouTube channel is called Revealing Truth. And it's pretty good. He keeps up on a lot of the kookiness going around in the church. You know, and then people get turned off to church. They're like, what? That's going on in church, you know, and that's why I like watching some of these other preachers that really zero in on them and you know, rake them over the coals like they deserve. Okay. Let's see here. Let's get clip six ready. This is pretty good. And this is Mike Adams talking about the AI kind of war on whites, but he's not really getting to the crux of the matter. Go ahead and play a little bit of clip six.
Yeah, they're going to rewrite history because they're also going to replace white people. That's what mass immigration is all about in Europe and in North America. There's a concerted effort to exterminate and eliminate quite a lot of white people, although I should add that the depopulation efforts also do target people of every skin color or ethnicity, so there's a global depopulation effort underway. But as an interim kind of solution to that,
Here's the thing. How long have we on this broadcast been talking about how they have to get your patriotic whites out of the way first, because they're the last thing holding on to the traditions of the fathers, of our elders, of limited government, and firearms defense, free speech, all this stuff, private property, freedom of association, all that. Once that's out of the way, the red terror can just, you know, brutally roll over the society. So that's what's holding it back. That's why whites are targeted first for decimation. Once whites are decimated to a certain level, then they can roll out the Holodomor, the full-blown butchery. All right, go ahead and resume it. You can resume. Go ahead.
An effort to replace white people in the UK, in Germany, in, you know, Poland and France, whatever, the United States, Canada, to replace them with new immigrants that Joe Biden calls the newcomers. Yes, the newcomers are on their way. And the newcomers are here to replace you. And that's why the so-called newcomers, although I despise that term, I mean, they're illegal, law-breaking immigrants who violated the law to get into the country. They are being given, in California, for example, they're being given home loans. Yeah, well, while the American people may be denied loans, the illegals get approval for borrowing money to own a home. In places like New York City, the illegals get free money on debit cards, up to $10,000 each right now, just handed to them. Do the New York citizens get gift cards from the government? No, of course not. No, they have to pay the money. They are the taxpayers, not the receivers. They are the payers. The illegals are the receivers. If you're an illegal, you get free housing, free money, you get free legal representation, you get all kinds of free things in America because, well, you're the replacement crew. You're the ones that are considered precious because the white people are being replaced. Now, once the replacement runs its course, then, of course, they have to erase history so that there's no cultural memory that there ever used to be even white people anywhere. You're going to be taught a completely fake history of the founding of America and the race and skin color and ethnicity of the founding fathers and so on. It's all going to be completely made up. That's why Google is being programmed to erase white people from history. You've already noticed, by the way, that almost all the movies and TV shows and corporate advertisements have removed white people as prominent characters. Every corporate ad is now...
Go ahead and stop it there. Who's been talking about doing this forever to white people, Mike? Just a question I'm putting out there into the ether. Organized Jewry. That's who. They've been saying this stuff for a long, long time. Rabbi Stephen Wise and all these characters founded the NAACP to use these other people as agitation forces against the larger white society, whom they hate the most. They view Europeans as their bloodthirsty enemies. And so, until, you know, white people, prominent people like Mike Adams and others really blow the whistle on the organized Jewry's plot throughout the decades, especially, what was that? Noel Ignatiev, that professor, we need to just destroy whiteness. You know, all the quotes, Tim Wise, all these people, just hundreds of them. This is up on Daily Stormer. Nubian queen Candace unloads on the Jews. Rabbi Shmuley Boteach, he wrote an article in the Times of Israel, Jews must be feared rather than loved, right? And Candace Owens has had a big dust up with this Rabbi Shmuley, who was connected to Michael Jackson, a bunch of these celebrities and all this stuff. So here's what Candace Owens says. Rabbi Shmuley was threatening me, and it just wasn't him. It was also his daughter. They're messaging me saying, don't mess with Jews, very bizarre stuff. And they've not stopped, to be clear. And so what I believe is something that should be explored is whether or not what's happening is just like within all communities. There are gangs, right? Gangs can form. We understand this in the black community. We've got the Bloods. We got Crips. Well, imagine if the Bloods and Crips were doing horrific things, murdering people, controlling people with blackmail. And then every time a person spoke out about it, the Bloods and the Crips would call these people racist. We get the media to say these people were racist. Any person that was talking about a specific gang, a small group of people, say, oh my God, no, that's like slavery. You can't all that say anything bad about the Crips and Bloods. And the entire black community believed it and was scared and thought, oh my God, like it's slavery actually coming back. She also goes into the smears by Jews, including Boteach, against Michael Jackson, another black man who tried to assert independence from the Jews. Candace is still currently working for Ben Shapiro's Daily Wire. I don't really see how that can go on much longer at this point. Again, she just said Hollywood and much of America is run by a Jewish gang that is comparable to the Crips and Bloods. Rabbi Shmuley is a monster who has waged horrific campaigns against black and brown people in an effort to control our voices and destroy our relationships with one another. Any publication who promotes him is complicit. Well, guess what, Candace? All these gangs, they've been targeting white people long before they worried about you. They used to run the slave ships and run all the slave blocks in the United States. And you think that they're really coming after you? This is old school. Candace Owens, Rabbi Shmuley and his hag daughter have spent 2 years harassing me publicly with smears, complete with demands that I suffer financially for not parroting their perspectives. I've had enough. They also routinely attack Christians. I've had enough of people that engage in this sort of obvious, manipulative, monstrous behavior while simultaneously pretending they are being victimized. I don't know who needs to hear this, but holy men do not open sex shops with their daughters. So I guess Rabbi Shmuley, him and his daughter opened some sort of sex toy shop. You're a real nice guy. Let me see here. Let's get clip 10 ready, Sam. I wanted to get this out here with this Ides of March Friday stuff. Haley's still hanging around, hasn't fully dropped out. She suspended her campaign. Speculation all over that there's going to be some move on Trump. Now, remember the Soleimani thing that I was talking about? Now, a bunch of people, I played a couple weeks ago, somebody was on with Alex Jones and they mentioned Soleimani. And then now, this is X-22. Go ahead and play the clip 10 real quick.
This is the most important day. And this is the most important election. That means the deep state players cannot allow Trump to win. They will cheat, and they will go after him, and they will try everything to try to stop him. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know this. The military knows this. The military intelligence is working overtime right now. And yes, they are going to pull out all the stops. Think about Abraham Lincoln. Think about John F. Kennedy. Think about Reagan. When they decided to go against the deep state players, some were taken out. Some they tried to take out. And some were warned. So I do believe in the end, with everything that they're trying with Trump, they're going to become so desperate that they're going to try to most likely take him out. Now, I remember the interview with Tucker and Trump. Tucker asked Trump, what about assassination? Trump never answered that question. Now, once again, do I think they're going to succeed in this? No, but I think the people, when they see something like this, people are going to go, holy crap, they tried to take him out. You think his votes are going to go up? Absolutely. I wonder, and we know there's a post out there saying that what happens if emails and texts are revealed that certain agencies were involved in all of this. And the reason why I'm saying this, and this is coming from the BBC, which means the intelligence clowns are now putting this out and they're building a narrative. And this is what the headline says. The FBI warns about Iranian spy allegedly plotting to kill U.S. officials. The FBI is hunting for an alleged Iranian spy it believes is involved in plots to kill current and former U.S. government officials. And they're looking for Majid Farahani, and he's plotting a revenge killing for the killing of Soleimani. Remember Soleimani? He was the commander of the Iran Quds Force. Remember Trump bombed him and killed him? So this is very interesting. So the list of names are Mike Pompeo, Bolton, and Trump. So it looks like they're going to try to use this narrative. And I do believe this is probably going to be building and building and building. And we could see that most likely they will try to attempt something. Now, do I think this is actually going to work in their favor?
All right, go ahead, stop it there. So another, now the BBC put this out. Now, remember, if you've been listening to this broadcast weeks and weeks and weeks ago, I was on a few different broadcasts. And on my broadcast, I don't know how long ago it was, I was like, they're going to, If they're going to move on Trump and do something to him, they're going to use this Soleimani hit as the cover and say that it was some Iranian malcontent that whacked Trump because of Trump's ordering the hit on Soleimani. So keep your eyes on this. Ides of March coming up and so forth. Clip 9, let's get that one ready. I'm just going to listen to a real quick minute or two of that, and then we're going to just try to rip through these articles that I got that I haven't covered. Go ahead and roll a little bit of clip 9.
Landlords across America are now defaulting on their mortgages at the highest rate in decades, suggesting that the commercial property crash in America is about to get much worse. With data from Freddie Mac showing that the serious delinquency rate on multifamily mortgages has nearly quadrupled over the last year to the highest rate in a decade. Quite literally, many apartment landlords are now being forced to hand back the keys to the bank because it is no longer profitable for them to run the property. With one of the biggest issues now for the commercial real estate sector in America,
and this is causing stress on the bank,
increasing vacancy rates. With Apartment List reporting, the national vacancy index has increased from a low of 3.9% in late 2021 up to 6.6% in February 2024, which is now higher than it was before the pandemic. Higher vacancy rates mean lots of empty apartments that landlords are now frantically trying to fill, with the result being massive cuts in rent in many cities across America. Particularly in Florida, everyone, where rents are collapsing in cities like Fort Myers, Port St. Lucie, Northport, Naples, Gainesville, and Pensacola. But make no mistake, higher vacancy rates and lower rent.
All right, we're going to try to rip through some of this. So here's my war on flying section for the week. Airline pilots fall asleep mid-flight for nearly 30 minutes, Air Safety Agency says. That was 2 days ago. United Airlines experiences fourth emergency this week. Aircraft makes emergency landing in Los Angeles. Alaska airline plane lands at airport with cargo door open. And then on Zero Hedge, sabotage shoddy maintenance. Questions swirl as aviation incidents spike this week. Plane was nosediving. United Boeing's 737 engine erupts in flames over Texas. CBS. American Airjet clipped Frontier Jet on Miami International tarmac. Friday, United Boeing 737 MAX jet veers off runway in Houston, making third incident in a week. Zero Hedge Friday. Tires separates from Boeing 777, crushes cars in San Francisco parking. ABC 7 News, SFO Mexico City. United flight makes emergency landing in LAX due to hydraulic failures. So, folks, they don't want the goyim, the plebs, flying anymore. So you're going to see article after article, you know, all of this stuff happening. Because this is a war on flying. They want us to stop traveling. They want to put us in these packed up cities, Trump's freedom cities, 15-minute cities, whatever you want to. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem signs the strongest hate crime bill in America to stop anti-Semitism. And she's up there on Trump's list. Okay. Don't leave a soul alive. Israeli rabbi calls to genocide Gaza, says Torah demands killing babies. Okay. That's Israel's top rabbi in Jaffa. Don't leave a soul alive. Prison reform activist arrested for dismembering man storing body parts in freezer. And this is a guy that was on Joe Rogan. Basically, his name is Sheldon Johnson. Crazy. Washington Post column tells progressive Jews to support Israel get excommunicated. Adam Schiff says the intel community will sabotage Trump by withholding intelligence and dumbing down daily brief. Now, is that some sort of what kind of insurrectionist type of weird behavior is that from Adam Schiff? By saying, as Trump being a front runner of the GOP, that they're going to tamper with his intelligence briefings. What kind of criminal act is Adam Schiff talking about? 15-year-old girl arrested after mob beats female student unconscious near Hazelwood East High School, beating her head on the cement and causing convulsions. That's right up the road from me here in St. Louis. Peter Sweden, huge Norway, goes against cashless agenda. Halfway decent news there. Liberal paradise, California woman, 96, murdered while preparing cookies for her own birthday. IDF blows up Hezbollah military headquarters in Lebanon. Isn't that nice? One day ago. I mean, here's the break. BlackRock gets a $500 billion deal to rebuild the Ukraine. Isn't that nice? Here's a fake news article. Michelle Obama beat the crap out of Barack after trans rumors forced her out of the 2024 race. Oh, that's a nice one. All right, folks, you enjoy yourself, and we'll see what happens this week.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.